Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for My Lowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Everyone has a destiny. Bright, beautiful destiny. The soul is calling us to be great beings, to be great lights, to live fully. And oftentimes people will dim their light in order to fit into someone else's paradigm and end up with crisis, end up with prolonged sadness.
Yeah.
When if you just step out of that, there's so much life to live.
You are all powerful. You are all powerful. There is nothing we cannot achieve if we believe and we're willing to work hard enough. There's no one external that's going to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have enough faith to believe it all connects, but you have the power to connect those dots.
Wow.
Like, I think we were given this opportunity in life, and we've got to make the most of it.
Life is too short to waste any of our emotional energy on things that don't matter. They're not between us and our destiny. I say this, if it's not between you and your destiny, it's a distraction.
Wow.
I really didn't have a plan, but I think my destiny actually came to find me. I opened up and allowed for something greater that I didn't even know was possible. For me, it's like the letting go of preconceived ideas about what it is that you are going to do.
Destiny is calling.
All of us have seen our destiny at some point in time, and we decided, I must live what's in me, that we must live. Take that leap of faith, trust yourself, and let the chips fall where they may.
Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny.
You have the capacity to leave a lasting impact, an indelible impression upon this world.
It is about becoming a master of your own destiny. As your understanding and perception of life deepens, you will see everything is in your hands.
All of us have something in us that we must live. And if we don't know what it is right now, we must create it or we must find it. All of us have this, whatever this something is.
Just try and dig deep and find out what you're passionate about and live it like there's no tomorrow. I don't care what it is. I don't care what you want to do, but do the hell out of that.
It takes, again, hard work, and it takes perseverance, and again, it just takes context, and it takes perspective.
You gotta put your stake in the ground and go after this thing called your future, because no one's gonna give it to you.
Don't talk about it, don't mull it over, don't plan for it, just get after it.
All of us have seen our destiny at some point in time, and we decided not to listen. We decided to ignore it and say, no, that's not for me. Life came in and slapped us aside the head, and we stopped dreaming anymore.
Give it everything you got. And if you fail, you can at least do what? You tried. But if you don't go out there and give 120%, you're not a man.
It's time to understand that if you want to get something out of your life, you got to be willing to work for it. How much are you really willing to give?
You have an everlasting potential, and as long as you have a heartbeat, as long as you have air in your lungs, you have an opportunity to change this world, change your life, and live your dream today.
Don't you dare settle for anything less than what you know you can get.
Just make sure you make your mark.
make sure you make your mark in this world.
When you become what you're supposed to be, then you're gonna bless somebody else. And that's what it's really all about.
If you don't get serious with what's going on in front of you, you're gonna forfeit everything that you were born to be.
Take the leap of faith and believe that everything is going to be all right. Take that leap of faith. Trust yourself.
To bring out that king, that legend.
As a human being, the strongest thing you've got is your force of will. So take that force of will and make that happen.
Make sure every breath you take counts for something.
That when you get to the spot, you get to the spot for 1,000 others, 1,000,000 others.
Live your life now. Live your dreams now. Start acting like this is your last day on the planet.
Claim the sacred spaces of your minds and move toward that destiny with patience, perseverance, and prayer.
Your circumstances, your current surroundings never have to dictate who you are. You're not what your surroundings are. You are what you do. And this is the fact of the matter. Normal, regular people just like you and me can do extraordinary things. And it's not about the glitz and the glamour and the shine. It's not about what we have. It's about our heart, man. It's about people, you and me, understanding that we are fully capable. We have the full potential to achieve and become anything that anybody else is. And the only person that's gonna stop us, and the only person that's gonna rob us, is when we look in the mirror and we compromise us. Too often we as young men and young women, and I was so guilty of this, we only care about the now, and woo-woo this and woo-woo that, and what feels good here and what feels good now, and we will compromise who we are because we want the acceptance of the people around us. And that's just real, man. I don't pursue profits. I pursue my purpose. As you go on to the next chapter, don't pursue profits. Pursue purpose. Don't pursue the profits of where can you gain things in life. Pursue your passions and your purpose. Because what happens is, a lot of times we go on to college or we go on to the next chapter and we're only seeking gains. We're only trying to find out what we can get. Where can we find profits in our lives? You need to take time to figure out your why. You need to take time to figure out what you're passionate about. Because if you pursue your passion, I promise, passion and purpose will always produce gains and profits socially, emotionally, and financially, man. You can show me your friends and I can tell you who you are. Who you surround yourself with is going to affect you. Like it, love it, or leave it. If you're surrounding yourself with people who are not about the right, who aren't trying to pursue dreams and goals and the same aspirations and the same motivations and dedications and determinations as you, you will be affected. Who you surround yourself with matters. It's the compromise that I care about. We don't ever have to compromise ourselves. I promise you, from the front, the back, the left, to the right, every single one of you in here, man, you were born to leave your fingerprints on history. You can achieve and become absolutely anything. I mean, teachers and doctors and actors and athletes and entertainers and musicians and radiologists and cardiologists and cosmetologists, social workers. I'm telling you, anything that you want. And not a teacher, a counselor, a principal, nobody can stop you. I know your circumstances aren't the best. I know sometimes our home environment's not the best. But this is what I know. We're in control of our lives, and nobody can take it from you. I live with these three principles, and I promise you, man, they will change everything about who you are. Hard work works, make good choices, and value people. I decided 10 years ago, literally, when this all happened and I went to prison, I was like, you know what? I want to make this promise. I want to keep it to this family. I come from a lot of brokenness. I don't know where to start. But what I do know is the importance of the choices that I make. And so literally, I wrote the word, change the world, and I slapped it on my little prison cell window. And every single day I woke up and I realized, make good choices, great things happen. Aim small, miss small. I promise you, if some of you will just begin to take ownership of your life, and some of you probably are already thriving and doing phenomenal and making good choices, I want to say keep going. Don't give up. Keep pursuing it, because I promise you, every single one of you were meant to leave your fingerprints on history. But I'm here to tell any of you in here, if you're battling, if you're struggling, you've got to know when to cut anchor and go on about your life, because you can't be letting people live rent-free up here. You can't be letting people hold you back. And who you surround yourself with matters. Change doesn't happen by accident. Change takes intentional choices to be different. And that's just truthful. Today, I'm going to give my attitude all that I got. I'm going to give my working on my character all that I got. I want to try to be responsible with all that I got. I want to be the best me with everything that I got, with all that I got. If we can every day look in the mirror and say, I don't need to be perfect, but I want to progress today. Every day, I'm going to get a little bit better. I promise you, accountability and transparency will change your life. As much as you want to sometimes isolate and be by yourself and think that you can do this on your own, you can't. You're not an island, and you can't do this on your own. And it's, yes, we got to have our good friends. We need to have those people that can encourage us, but it's not just on a horizontal level. There has to be a vertical level. Those coaches, those mentors, those people that have been through some things in life, you need them in your life. You need counselors and people in your life that can see you and see your blind spots, because we normally in life, we will not see our blind spots. Make good choices, great things happen. You see, every choice that I can make, listen, I can't control what you think about me. I can't control your opinion of me. I can't control what you say about me. But I control how I react, respond, and what I do with my life. I'm in control of my life. I don't let external factors control me. I'm in control of my life. Because sometimes life can be tough. Life can be challenging. And sometimes the obstacles in front of you seem like they're too big, and it's easier just to lay down. But you know what I remember? I remember when my dad used to look at me when the kid said, listen, Nathan, life is never going to give you anything, but if you make it and if you build it, nobody can take it from you. Because hard work and tenacity and refusing to quit and chasing your dream, you'll get there, I promise you. Maybe you don't hit the star, but you'll land on the moon. You just don't give up and you go after it and you stop caring about the opinions of people around you. Stop blaming everybody for your hurts. Take ownership of your life. Take off your mask. Don't feed the bear. Make good choices. Be a best friend. Encourage somebody. Be a voice of hope and inspiration. This is your moment.
Always remember this. Your past never has to be bigger than your future. Maybe we've made some mistakes. Maybe, you know, we've did some things that we're not proud of. But the great thing is that people can change.
It's hard. It's an uphill battle, but I know you can do it. Whatever it is that you want to do right now in your life, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting, doubting yourself because you are letting fear control you, just do it. You ain't going to be nowhere until you start taking the first step. Fear is always going to be there. Give yourself the power. And the more you face your fears, the more powerful you become.
Tomorrow, a mystical land where 99% of all human productivity, motivation, and achievement is stored.
Doing is the only option. If you're sitting and watching this man right now and you want to be like him, there's only one way to do it. You've got to do it. Like, so, there's no pondering, there's no thinking, there's no tomorrow.
The common feeling that your life has not begun. For the time being, one is doing this or that, but there is always the fantasy that your present reality is a mere prelude to some idyllic future. This idyll is a mirage that will fade as you approach, revealing that the prelude you rushed through was in fact the ones your death.
The idea that one day life's duties will be out of the way and that you can finally start doing the thing you want and living your life fully is a myth.
Your entire life unfolds in and as the present moment. When the future comes, when tomorrow comes, it won't be tomorrow anymore. It will be the now. There was a British pub in London. They had a sign on the bar that says, free beer tomorrow. And of course, tomorrow never comes.
So the past is gone.
It's only kept alive as this thing we have, memory. And the future is our imagination. Tomorrow never comes. It's always tomorrow. All we have, meanwhile, is today, is this moment.
Go after it. Go after it while you can, because tomorrow is not promised.
And I think the key is recognizing that each moment is what matters. Today is all there is, right? There is no tomorrow. There's no next year. Enjoy today for whatever is in front of you.
Make it up in your mind that every day you are blessed to see, you will give it everything you have. You will live like there is no tomorrow.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today.
150,000 people die every day. Tomorrow is not promised. So if I'm not going after it, then I'm going to die incomplete.
Just because somebody else lived to see 70 doesn't mean I'm going to live to see 70.
You got to get fueled on the inside and say, now is the time. There is no perfect moment. Now is the only perfect moment you need.
This is my only opportunity. There is no tomorrow.
Every day in practice, my coach would say, Walter, shoot it like you own it, baby. Shoot it like it's yours. Even though I felt my foot break, I still followed through. And my last college basketball shot went in all nets because I've been trained to follow through. You have to be disciplined every single day and train yourself to follow through on all your fundamentals, and that's how you're going to be successful. You have to do it when you don't feel like it. You have to do it when you feel discouraged. You have to do it when you don't feel healthy. You have to do it when you're under the weather. Every single day, you have to train yourself to focus and commit to your business and follow through.
I remember years ago when the alarm used to go off in the morning, the first thing I did was roll over and hit the snooze button. In that instant where you have a choice to either hit the snooze button and go back to sleep in your nice, warm, fluffy, cozy bed, or open your eyes and get out of bed, that's a choice that takes discipline. Now, I didn't have any discipline. I always took the easy route, the road that was more comfortable. The problem is, when you make this decision, because it's the first decision that you make literally the second you wake up, you are letting yourself off the hook. You are literally training your mind to take the easy way out throughout the whole day, which in turn leads to you taking the easy way out the whole month, all year. Discipline is not something that any of us are born with. It's a muscle that we have to train. And I don't care what anyone says, it all starts that first second. How you start your day and that decision that you make in that instant isn't as small as just getting up of bed or not. It's a decision that can shape the rest of your f***ing life. This ain't some motivational, inspirational bullshit. This is the truth. When I was younger, I dreamed that one day I'd get a job that paid me 50 grand a year. That, for a boy where I come from, was a dream come true. If you told me back then that I'd be running a seven-figure company and building a business of my own, I would have laughed in your face. It wasn't until I started to believe that I, and I alone, could shape my world, that I started achieving anything I wanted to. That little decision in the morning, if you open your eyes and get out of bed, the next decision you face that day, you're gonna now be disciplined to not take the easy way out. People don't realize it, but that bed can basically represent your entire life. If you stay in that bed, you're literally staying in your comfort zone, which means your day will be spent in your comfort zone, and your month, your year, and before you know it, you've spent your whole life in your comfort zone, never pushing yourself to new heights, never trying anything new, taking risks, moving forward. It all starts in that first second of your day. So don't take it lightly. Start building discipline. It's something I started doing, and it helped me massively. It ain't easy, but it's worth it. One of the worst phrases we've ever created was, you gotta see it to believe it. It's a phrase created by cynical people with small minds that have not got any hope that things can get better. Can you imagine what the world would be like if everyone believed that this was true? We'd have no cars, no planes, no light in the dark. We'd never have computers or mobile phones. We'd never climb mountains, break records, or go to the moon. I used to believe this rubbish. People have it completely the wrong way round. Nothing can be achieved, conceived, until first it's believed. You have to believe it to see it. If there's something that you want to do with your life, that thing deep inside you that whispers day and night, it will always, always just be an idea until you choose to believe it's possible. You have to believe it so much that you already think it's happened. You have to walk like it's there, talk like it's there, believe it's there. People are gonna think you're mad. They're gonna look at you and think you're insane. They're gonna tell you like, it ain't possible, it's risky, you shouldn't do it, be careful, stick to what you know, stick to what you do. F*** that, follow your dreams. These people have to see to believe it, but you need to believe it to see it. I was in a tough position, 19 years old, kid on the way, earning £27 a day. I could have chose to focus on all the problems I was gonna face, all the pain. Instead, I decided to change my stars. I decided to say enough was enough and focus on ways to change them. It's easy to say that I'll try that thing tomorrow, or I'll do that tomorrow. One day I'll get in shape. One day I'll tell that person how I feel. One day I'll start that business. One day I'll leave this job. One day I'll leave this abusive relationship. We've all had times where we find ourselves constantly telling ourselves that one day we'll do that thing. The problem is, we look at all these opportunities around us and we say they're risky. What you've got to realize is life in itself is risky. It ain't important how long you live, what's important is how you live. When life gets on top of you and you feel like it's all becoming too much, it's easy to let things spiral out of control. I've been there. That place where you feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders. Things don't go your way, that promotion at work you don't get, you don't make the team, that person you asked out said no, your business is struggling, the bills are piling up. We all go through dark times. My advice to you is to focus on finding the light. If you spend all your time focusing on all the problems in the world and all the problems in your life, you ain't going to be happy. It's easy in the world that we live in today to be consumed by all the media-filled negativity in the world. You can't turn on the TV without seeing some negative story, all the bad. Everyone has problems. The difference between the people who are happy and the people that ain't is that the people that are happy choose to focus on the solutions to the problems they face rather than the problems themselves. You always have a choice. Amazing things happen when you believe you have something. Your brain actively goes out to make it happen. It starts to notice little subtle opportunities that you would have otherwise deleted because it knows it's got a job to do to get you what you want. It's all about perspective. Constantly tell yourself how much worse things could be, and you can actually be thankful for the way you've got things at the moment. Your world and your life can truly be anything you make it, but you gotta make it. Don't take it lightly. Start building discipline into your life by not taking the easy way out. Most of us are told growing up that we can be anything we wanna be. And most of us hear it, but we don't listen. We don't believe it. I'm here to tell you today that it ain't a load of rubbish, it's true. You can be who you want to be. You can do what you want to do. See what you want to see. It's all in your power and no one else's. But you got to believe it. If you believe it, you can achieve it, baby. Whatever it is, I used to believe to my core that I was going to run my own company and make more money than I currently did and have a family and be happy. Even when I was dead broke, skint as a bean, I would never worry because I believed with everything in me that I could change it. You gotta stare all that in the face and say, you can't beat me, I'm too strong. What most people do is they roll over, but you can't. It ain't gonna be easy. Most of the time you're gonna feel like there's no way out, that you can't do it. But listen to me when I say there is always hope. You have to take control and attack it head on. Because as soon as you do this, just once, just like a muscle lifting weights, you become stronger. You become comfortable being uncomfortable. And before you know it, you become a machine, and nothing on the outside can affect you because your mind is trying to beat it down. Never run, always fight. Take control of your life and you'll change it forever. Go get in shape. Go tell that person how you feel. Go start that business. Go leave that job. Go leave that abusive relationship. Deep down, you know you should do it, but you've got to risk it all. Not doing it definitely guarantees one thing, that you'll get to the end of your life and regret that you didn't even try. You can either be a victim of your life or the master of it, but the choice is always yours. Go out and get it. Don't take no for an answer. If you get knocked down, get back up again. You can never fail if you never give in. Stop being a victim. Stop letting life push you around and start fighting back. Because the minute you tell yourself that you control this is the minute you can start to change it. It all starts the moment you take responsibility and say to yourself, I can make out of this life what I want, and no one and nothing is going to shape my destiny but me. I'm here to tell you today that you can have anything you want, be anyone you want, believe that you can do it and work hard to get it, and it's yours. Never wait and see to believe it. Believe it and you'll see it.